Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How's everybody tonight? Blessed and highly flavored. God, I need some glasses. I can see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. You know, as we're going through this transition and We're going through the squeeze, man. You're getting squeezed? Hallelujah. Remember, wine's not produced without a squeeze. Oil's not produced without a squeeze. Amen. So we're going through the squeeze, the refining fire. That means God is doing something and developing. Not only his character and image, but there's a lot of things that he's developing in me and you. One of the things he's developing is our perception. Perception is the, you know, not only is it the ability to see and hear and become more aware, but in this it brings things more in an area where we perceive, we become more detailed. These things are done not only through the gifts of the Spirit, but through the presence of God and through your senses and through your conscience. And there's something about our conscience that we don't realize that. You and I were born with a conscience. Everybody's born with a conscience. Amen? And when we come to understand what is our conscience, it's actually the voice of your spirit. It's the speaker within you. God speaks through your conscience to you. It is a voice. And in this conscience, one of the things he wants to do is surrender that voice of your spirit, your conscience, and have it cooperate with the voice of the spirit. You know, when we were in the world, God spoke to us through our conscience. Amen? You got convicted. There was things. But the conscience never really had the fullness of righteousness and justice, but it knew what was good and evil. Amen? So it's the ability to see, hear, and become more aware so that we can develop a perception of perceiving things in a greater and higher way. You know, the world, they talk about higher conscience. So they take drugs. I mean, I went through a higher conscience multiple times. LSD, acid, mescaline. I went through a higher conscience. The problem was it was all demonic. Opened myself up to demonic spirits, brought me to a higher conscience. What was it? Awareness of things that I didn't even understand. And most of that awareness was a deception. So we were aware of a lot of deception. But the deception was deceiving us, not that we exposed it in the world. Amen? We were deceived by it. And so the world today meditates on a higher conscience. They meditate on creation, but they don't meditate on the face of God, the presence of God, or the words and voice of God, which brings them to a great place of deception, where they cannot perceive. Their perception is nullified and dull. That's why the word talks about being severed, seared. One of the things God is developing is your perception of things. We must have a higher level of perception. Why? So we can see not only things through, hear things through, but perceive these things and take it so that we're not deceived. In Genesis chapter 2. Hallelujah. Developing your perception. Genesis 2:15. We are going through a great process, I'm telling you right now. It is a process that the body of Christ has never gone through. Let's speak it. Then the Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend it and keep it. Gave him a responsibility. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree the garden you may eat freely, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not, for in a day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. In other words, any time that you, when you decide to cooperate with that spirit, that tree, which is releasing knowledge of good and evil, you're going to die. Now, this was not a physical death. What was he going to do? He was going to lose the voice of God. By what? Losing the conscience of God. You got to remember that this was an inner voice, a conscience of God. This was God. Listen, when I had my visitation from the Lord, I had no other voices. There was not, the only voice I heard was the voice of the Lord for multiple weeks. And in dreams and visions and taken in other places, the only voice I heard was the voice of the Lord. Because my conscience, the voice of awareness, was actually your conscience. The voice of your spirit was one with the Holy Spirit. I no longer had a voice within me. It was his voice. Does everybody understand it? I don't know if I can explain it. But then after a multiple period of time, it began to fade. But you can ask my wife, because she used to think I was crazy. Who are you talking to? And where are you getting these answers from? I'm telling you, I had no other voice. None. There was no voice of the flesh. There was no voice of the soulish. It was one voice. And that voice was allowing me, you got to remember, I did not know the word of God, but that voice gave me dominion over my flesh, over my soul and emotions and everything else. I knew exactly what was beyond what was right and wrong. I knew it was justice and righteousness now. Prior to that, my conscience only knew what was good and evil. It tried to guide me, but I constantly resisted it, because my flesh was stronger than my spirit. Amen? That's why it's an amazing thing to be born again. When you are born again, you get a new conscience. Oh, glory. In Genesis 3. Now, one of the things... Wait a minute. Okay, yeah, I guess it's cool. Well, so the tree, the fruit, the actions of the cooperation with the voice of the good and evil, amen, conscience, whatever, replaced the inner voice of righteousness and justice that had not fully been developed in Adam and Eve yet. Remember, God was bringing them through a process of training also. And the enemy always cuts off. That's his job. That's why he tries to kill children before they can come into this world. He's always trying to cut off. That's what abortion does. Cut off an individual before they can fully develop. Or develop enough where they can overcome. In Genesis 3, in verse 1, it says, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, which is the tree of good and evil, which you're talking from, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Touch it, well, agree with it, with your thoughts. Then the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die, who called God a liar. For God knows in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Why? Because there will be an exchange of conscience. Does everybody get it? Oh, hallelujah. the voice of the spirit, conscience, the inner voice, you know. It tries to act as a guide. Amen. For me and you, it was trying to, but it only knew good and evil. It didn't know righteousness. It couldn't do it because our spirit man wasn't born again. It wasn't born with a new voice. It wasn't born with a new conscience. Again, the conscience is the place where we become more aware of things. Because it's developing your perception. Why? Because it is actually the voice of awareness. Trying to reach another higher level of consciousness. In other words, a better awareness of things. Developing a better perception. We become more sensitive. The more you are sensitive to the voice, the more you become more detailed of the things that you see, things that you perceive. You know, one of the things that is our responsibility is to protect one another from the voice of the stranger, which people don't. They just throw off at the mouth. They text anything they want. They put on Facebook whatever they want. They are not protecting the voice of the stranger of other people. See, that's called respect to one another. You and I should be protecting one another from the voice of the stranger. Not promoting the voice of the stranger. Amen. But protecting one another. The whole body of Christ should be doing that. The problem is their awareness, their development of perception isn't reached a place where it's constant. And that's what God is developing us to. That's why we're going through everything. Don't raise your hand. Anybody ever said something you shouldn't have? Okay. Hello, we could all lift our feet on that one. Amen. But in this process of developing, he's developing our perception, but he's got to first develop our conscience, which is the voice of awareness. Amen. Exodus. Or Ezekiel, sorry, began with an E. Ezekiel. Glory. You know, you got to think about this. Remember when Jesus rebuked Peter? He said, "Satan, get behind me." I'm surprised he didn't say, "Who's told you that?" You know. But think about it, because Peter was not born again. His conscience, voice of awareness, was not developed. His perception was not developed yet, because he wasn't born of the Spirit yet. Even though Jesus was right there, what did Jesus say? "You are not mindful of the things of man, but I mean, not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man." He rebuked him. So when he's talking about being mindful of the things of God, that means being mindful of the eternal realm, being a place of perception, being able to being aware. It's a higher level of awareness. Your level of awareness and my level of awareness should be higher than a human's level of awareness. And we are accountable for that, reaching that place. That's why he tells us, don't get entangled in the affairs of this world. Don't get caught up in these things. Don't worry about stuff. Trust. You know, the enemy shoots everything he can at us, especially fear. Look at the world and fear. Their perception of stuff is nullified. Their conscience has been seared. And fear will do that. God's not giving you a spirit of fear, but what? Love, power, sound mind. What's a sound mind? It's able to perceive things. Ezekiel 36:23. And I will sanctify my great name. which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. And the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I am what? Hallowed in you before their eyes. In other words, when I am magnified in you, when I am reverenced in you. And that they will know, people will see that. Why? Because you have a higher level of awareness. For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land, and then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. And I will cleanse you from all of your filthiness and from all of your idols. How's that going to happen? You're going to repent and get washed by the blood. And then what? I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. And I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. What was he talking about? I'm going to give you a new conscience. I'm going to give you a new spirit, and I'm going to give you a new voice of awareness. Now we got to develop this. I'm going to bring you through a process of a developing so that that voice, that speaker that's in you, that voice that speaks through you, that one that comes will be developed and cooperated and yield with the Holy Spirit. So there's one voice, one leading voice in that temple. That's what he's going through. That's what we're going through right now. See, too many people are hearing too many voices, man. Hallelujah. Developing perception, hallelujah, is added by awareness of the voice of the Spirit, yields to the voice of the Holy Spirit, Psalm 51. Psalm 51. Hallelujah. You know, I was spoiled. I was literally spoiled. Now I have to work my butt off to get rid of every other stinking voice. When it was granted so wonderfully, for a short period of time, a few months, I don't know what it was. Me and Buddy all the way home, man, you know? And it's like, where'd you go? Camping? I'm here. Wait a minute. How come there's these other voices trying to interfere, man? Come on back here. I'm going to bring you through a process of developing your conscience. You must learn now. And I'm telling you, I was spoiled. I had everything. I didn't want nothing. He kept telling me, you're going to have to learn the word. Why? Just tell me what to do. I'll do it. Then he brought me through the process of death all over again. And it just recycles. Hallelujah. You know, death recycles. I was sharing with somebody. I said, man, we need to do a teaching sword. And the shovel. The sword and the shovel. We're going to do it one day. But not today. Verse 1. Psalm 51. Hallelujah. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness and according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my stupidity, my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the what? Inward parts. The voice of truth. And in the hidden part, you will make me to know what? Wisdom, which tells you what? What to do. Purge me with hyssops, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me, what? Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a what? Clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. And do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Truth in inward parts, hidden wisdom, your new man with a new conscience of righteousness and justice. That is what born again is. Proverbs 24. You are at a higher level of awareness, which causes us to have a higher level of responsibility. Amen. That means you are being able to perceive things. So God is developing your perception in everything. How many of y'all know the more you practice something, the more perfect you become at it? You know, if you build something over and over and over, the same thing, eventually you're going to be more detailed about it. You're going to see it more. You're going to be prepared for what is coming. Proverbs 24, verse 3. Through what? Wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding it is established. Wisdom tells you what to do. Understanding tells you how to do it. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel, you will wage your own war. In a multitude of counsels, there is safety. Again, developing your perception is going to take developing your conscience. Wisdom, understanding, that's discernment, isn't it? You know, people, when you have discernment, you're basically aware. You have more of awareness. The more discernment you have, the more awareness you have. The more you're able to perceive things. Now, perceiving things is also associated with what's getting ready to come. You can perceive the next move of the enemy. You can perceive. Man, when you're driving, I know that as a on my motorcycle, I've got to be aware of everything. The person next to me, behind me, person at every light, stop sign, I have to be aware, and I have to be aware that they're going to blow it. And I've got to be ready to get out of the way. Does everybody understand it? Why? Because I'm perceiving if they don't see something. Now, I can't be driving and say, well, sure hope they don't run that light right now. I've had people almost drive over me. I've kicked people's doors. Yo, homie. Because they didn't even know. Their music is loud, blasting, they're not paying attention to nothing. With one finger, you know, driving. You know, trying to kill everybody out there. We have to be more aware of what's going on and perceive, especially in the spirit realm. Not only in the physical realm, but in the spirit realm especially. We must be aware of the voice of the enemy and all of his multiple voices and how he comes. Amen? Wisdom, understanding equals discernment, awareness, to develop perception and a new man. And the voice of your new man, the voice of awareness, is called your conscience. In John chapter 3. Everybody okay? Jesus knew exactly when to speak, when not to speak. He knew exactly where he was supposed to go. The Spirit led him. Why? He was able to hear. He was able to obey. He wasn't concerned about himself. His whole purpose was, I came to fulfill the will of my Father. Now, as being born again believers, that's what you and I should be in that place of. I came to fulfill my Father now. I'm not here to fulfill me or mankind. I'm here to fulfill the will of my Father and whatever that will be. How are you going to know it if you're not aware? If you don't have, you're not a level of awareness, if you're not able to perceive things. Amen? Hallelujah. John 3, verse 5. Glory. Let's speak it together. And Jesus answered and said, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it's coming from and where it goes. So everyone who is born of the Spirit... Now, this is powerful because being born again is with a higher level of awareness of consciousness, ability, and all areas to perceive. See, so our conscience is being developed. Amen. Our soul is being converted. Our spirit is being strengthened. And our flesh is maintaining a place of crucified. Amen. Now, another thing about developing perception, we are now developing perception in a multi-dimensional fashion. We are developing perception in a multi-dimensional fashion so that it's not just about... See, in multi-dimensional, it's always associated with past, present, and future in multi-dimensions of each level in the throne room of God. Remember, Jesus came and expressed in an even the old... testimony, a tabernacle, the tabernacle that Moses spoke about had three chambers. Those are a representation of three dimensions also. See, so many people are still caught up in one dimension. They're still caught up in the outer court. They haven't spent enough, they haven't pressed through in that area to overcome, to cross over. They haven't touched that yet. And what the enemy does is push you out of those places so that there can't be a developing ability to develop the conscience where there's perception and awareness. Again, if what's the greatest thing that the Father loves in His children is that He sees, in other words, we see what He sees. Amen? That's a perception. That's an awareness. So that means that things must be developed in that area of your conscience, that voice of awareness, which is the voice of your spirit now. It must become one with the Holy Spirit where there's only one voice in us. You know, he said, and if you're not born of the Spirit, you not only can't enter the kingdom of God, but you can't see it. That's called perception of it. Psalm 81. Psalm 81. You know, the Word talks about them always learning, 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 and never coming to the knowledge of the truth because they never were able to develop. They kept resisting developing of their conscience, that voice of awareness, where they're only aware of their works, the things they do, and but never aware of the multidimensional, never that perception to see all things all around and know what's going on. Many people walk in traps, walk in assumption, walk out of God's will, walk out of God's time. Why? Because it's not been developed yet. Again, the process of developing. Now, we're going through a fast process of developing. This is an area where the body of Christ has never gone through so much of what we're going through right now. And its purpose is to develop Christ in us. His character, his perceptions of things. Amen. Psalm 81. Anybody there yet? Well, praise God. Verse 8. Let's speak it. Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you, O Israel, if you will listen to me. There shall be no foreign god among you. Hello. What is he telling us? Things that will prevent the voice of awareness from developing. How many of y'all know you can be your own god? In other words, that's why he says deny yourself. There shall be no foreign god among you. Nor shall you worship any foreign god. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of bondage or Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. But my people would not heed my voice and Israel would have none of me. So I gave them over to their own stubborn heart to walk in their own counsels or conscience. Oh, that my people would listen to me. That Israel would walk in my ways, I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord would pretend submission to him. Those are outer quarters. But their fate would endure forever. He would have fed them also with the finest of wheat and with the honey from the rock. I would have satisfied you. Heed his voice, developing your conscience to yield to all of the leading of the voice of the Spirit. The more precise, the more accurate, the more detailed. You know, when the law came in through Moses, they became aware of sin. Amen? They became aware of sin. So the law was actually the tutor. But now that we have the Holy Spirit, we're now under the mentor. And there is a difference. When the law came, it came to aware, bring awareness. Amen? Awareness of what? Awareness of the presence of evil, of sin. 1 Timothy 4. Developing your perception. And we ought to be labeling as developing the voice of awareness. But we need perception right now, big time. It goes beyond our understanding. See, our own reasoning and understanding will limit us. There's no limitations in this arena. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. They had a seared conscience. In other words, the voice was shut off. That's what brings a hardened heart. They rejected the voice. You know, the final blasphemy sin is rejecting the voice of the Holy Spirit for salvation. Think about that. In Romans 9. Romans chapter 9. Verse 1. Let's speak it together, please. I tell the truth in Christ. I'm not lying. My conscience also bears witness with, bears me witness in the what? Hallelujah. So he's got one voice. Does everybody get this? His conscience, a voice of awareness, a voice of the Spirit, is now one with the Holy Spirit. I tell the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and continual grief in my heart. I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises, of whom are the fathers, and from whom, according to the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, the eternal blessed God. Amen. My conscience bearing witness with the voice, confirming the Holy Spirit in the awareness of the new man, new creation, developing to reach a higher level of perception. Acts 24. And people go to seminars and pay for stuff like this. and try and learn. You know what I'm saying? Except for the problem is they put them on all kinds of stuff that open demonic forces to them. They don't take it from the Creator's voice. They take it from the soulish arena and deceptive voices. They have a form of godliness. Believe me, I was in Cambodia and I saw all these monks. And they had a common sense, they had a calmness about them. But they were controlling it all. You can sense it. And the place I was going to, they used to teach English. So the first semester was, they were teaching them English with books and stuff. The second semester, they snuck the Bible in. And they began to teach them English with the Bible, and about 90% of them got saved and turned away from being monks, you know. Hallelujah. They became born again of the Spirit. What happened? Because they've been deceived their whole lives, thinking they were reaching a higher level of consciousness. And the thing about conscience, and there's a place where, you know, you are more aware in this area. That's what conscience is also. You know, you have your conscience and then your conscience. Either that or you're knocked out, right? You're unconscious. Anyways, verse 15. 24:15. Let's speak it together. I have what? Hope in God, which they themselves also accept, that there will be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. This being so, I myself also strive to have a conscience without what? Offense. Why? Because he knew that that would interfere with the voice. See, he wants us to be so aware, to be able to perceive in a higher level of perception of that voice, that presence, that sense that's going to try to harm you. And then we must protect others by what we say. We must protect each and every one from the voice of the stranger. Why? Because that person, people don't realize that with blood is on their hands, where another person's conscience has been severed and seared because of the things they said. Hallelujah. And this being so, I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense toward God and who? Man. No offense. No offense. No offense. It builds walls. It nullifies the voice of God. It nullifies perception. It nullifies awareness. Now you're living out of the voice of carnality, the old man's voice, and not the new man's voice. 2 Corinthians 4. Hallelujah. Second Corinthians 4, verse 1. Maybe. Hallelujah. Let's speak it. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart, but we renounce the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness or handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Everyone's conscience. You know, there is a unity in the Spirit where God wants to bring us to, where our perception is the same. Your perception, my perception, everybody's perception is the same. Our awareness is the same. It's not that anyone's better than anyone. You know, what does the word tell us in the book of Ephesians about equipping us till we all become one? Amen? All one. See, but too many people are too involved in too much other stuff. They're not concerned about hearing truly the voice of God in that place. They're not concerned about reaching a level of awareness where they are able to perceive other things. They're more concerned about them, how they feel, what people think about them, and all the other stuff. It's entanglements in affairs of this world. Amen. 1 Timothy 3. Glory. First Timothy 3 and verse 7. Moreover, he must have a good testimony among those who are outside, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. This is somebody who's wanting to be placed in authority in the kingdom. In verse 8, likewise, deacons must be reverent, not double-tongued. Hello, that's called serpent tongue. Not given to much wine, no wine. Not greedy for money. Holding the mystery of the faith with a what? Pure conscience. But let these also first be what? Tested. Tested. Let them serve as deacons, being found blameless. I personally don't believe in deacons. To me, they just interfere with the will of God most of the time. Hallelujah. But deacons is just a representation of authority and position. Amen? Too many people place labels on deacons and place labels on elders and forget all of that stuff, man. You got a relationship with the Lord. That's what matters. Amen? That's what it matters. This isn't about Deaconville. Amen? Believe me, I've gone to other churches and preached in other churches, and there's so much trouble in those churches because of the deacons. They're deaconed out. There must be some kind of something with it. I don't know. But anyways, I think it's a form of religiosity most of the time. Pride and arrogance and so forth. And again, I haven't seen the level of awareness and perception. Everybody should be protecting one another. You don't need to be a deacon. You don't need to be a preacher. You're all a preacher. You don't even have a ministry. You have a ministry. The word says that you're the temple of God. What the heck more you want? Glory. Pure conscience. Well, there's a pure conscience, you're able to see clearly. Amen. 1 Timothy 1, and we'll close here. We got it. If you didn't, you're going to get it. First Timothy chapter 1, verse something, 18. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some having rejected. Concerning the faith have suffered what? Shipwreck. Why? Because they were misled. Of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Wow. Remember, blasphemy is really associated with rejecting the voice of God. That's the final sin. Developing your perception will take developing your conscience. Amen. The voice of awareness. Be more attentive to it. Allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. And yield your voice within you with the Holy Spirit. Ask him, take my voice. To where there's only one voice in this temple, that I may be more aware and more perceptive of the things that are coming and prepared. Look at, if you're prepared for stuff, you overcome it. If you're not prepared for it, you get sideswiped. Amen? And then you have to recover from the injuries. I'm telling you, God is bringing us to a level, a higher level. That's why we're going through what we're going through. You'll either accept it or reject it. It's what you do with it. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And Lord, we just take this opportunity again, and Lord, we exchange our voice for your voice, our ways for your ways. Lord, we ask that you would grant us the wisdom and understanding, not only to have the discernment, that our abilities would rise above in the developing of our perception and awareness, that we may be sons and daughters that please you, so that we may see what you see and perceive what you perceive, and that we may be protected and protect one another. Put a guard over our lips and our heart and our mind, Lord, and establish your character in each and every one of us, that the world may see you and not us, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Praise God.